The military exercise was top secret. When this mission was finally open to the public, the Reverend, who played the pivotal role in thwarting the Germans' plan to build an atomic bomb, had already died. But today, his story and that of the mission is known and memorialized in this small Illinois town. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
During World War II, Hitler's scientists were racing to create their own atomic weapon. A heavy water plant in Norway was performing part of that work, and although the Allies knew of its location, it was almost impossible to bomb it from above or reach it on ground. The Reverend Christian Christiansen lived in Gardner, Illinois, but grew up in that area of Norway. When he read newspaper accounts of Hitler's plant, he contacted the U.S. military, and his information was used to train British commandos to destroy the plant. However, John Weiss says the Reverend never could tell of his role in saving the world from Hitler's atomic bomb.
When the war was over, the Reverend had already passed away. But the family started getting letters thanking him for everything he had done. Family had no idea what was going on.
The Reverend had confided in local newspaper editor Bert Barkinson, who later wrote an article about the secret mission.
So he wrote front page story, now everybody knew. When I found out about the story, Bert had already passed away. Nobody could find a copy of that newspaper article.
That article was the only written account of the Reverend saving the world from nuclear destruction. But now, no one could find the newspaper clipping with all of the information.
One day I got a phone call. Somebody remembered that someone had taken this newspaper article, varnished it onto a plaque, and hung it at the church where the Reverend was the minister.
It was the only hope of finding a written account of the Reverend's contribution.
So my wife and I went to the church, talked to the local minister. He knew nothing at all about what we're talking about. He said, well, what the heck? Let's check it out. We started pulling things off the walls, and there it was.
The only copy of the article. An article that shed light on a secret mission that had been forgotten until they found the plaque in the Reverend's old church. Today, a memorial here remembers the contribution of the minister in saving the world from Hitler's nuclear threat. Traveling the countryside in Gardner, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.